This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end, no safety, no surprise, the end.
And to contrast, we'll just fade that if we don't mind, engaging though it is. It's 24 past 8 here on RN Summer Breakfast with John Doyle. We're joined by Robert Bass. Now, Robert, you're of the view that there's a reasonable chance that the world will be ending tomorrow.
That's a good way of putting it. I'm certainly not saying it's definitely going to end like some of the crazy folk out there, but I believe there is a real risk and it's worth considering.
Okay, well, what evidence are you basing this upon?
Okay, first of all, there is zero evidence. There never has been, and I guess there never will be, that anything terrible is going to happen tomorrow. It is all speculation, no matter who you hear it from.
Well, where does your speculation come from then?
Okay. Now, I've been studying this for 12 years. I had the very first website on this topic, and it's been a constant part of my life. And my theories have kept on mutating and chopping and changing. But where I'm at right now is I think there could be a massive solar storm. Now, the start of all my studies was trying to work out what this date would have meant to the ancient Mayans. Was it just a random date they chose for a calendar, or was there some sort of pressure put upon someone to come up with a date, or could it be that they have made a scientific prediction for a terrible tragedy of the future, and they thought that they would let people of the future know via a calendar? Now if that's possible, that they're predicting a terrible tragedy, then I thought, well, what could they feasibly have scientifically predicted? Now, I've come up with two things. One is the return of a comet. It's not that difficult to spot a comet over thousands of years and predict when it will return next. But if that was the case, we would see it coming by now.
Yep.
So you can discount that one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other one is solar storms. I'm not the only person who have said that a solar storm could put Western society at great risk. But I think I'm the only person who's worked out how the Mayans could have made that prediction for December 21st.
Well, isn't the difficulty with solar storms is that they're impossible to predict?
Well, now, modern science has only been observing them for 150 years.
Ah.
And the very largest one of those was basically the first year we started studying sunspots on the sun. And we don't know how often those big ones come. We've only had one big one. We've had a few lesser ones that have still caused a bit of damage. Now, other cultures, ancient cultures, have been around for thousands of years. The Mayans, if you include the Olmecs before them, the Egyptians, and they had plenty of time to observe the sky, not necessarily the sun directly. Now, what happens when you have a major solar storm is that you get auroras at low latitudes. The biggest solar storm in modern history, which was in the 1850s, you saw auroras down around the equator. So for a culture like the Maya, an aurora, scary lights in the sky, would have been a significant thing for them. They could have noted it, kept track of when these occurrences happened, and perhaps, this is just speculation, perhaps seen a pattern in the timing of these auroras.
Hmm.
Now, for them, that would have been, you know, maybe the anger of the gods or something in the sky. Who knows? But harmless.
But harmless, yes. So just quickly then, to cut to the chase, what indications are there is that the solar storm that you might be predicting to appear tomorrow through the prism of the Mayans may make it far more dangerous a storm than those that have appeared in the past?
Like I said, it's speculation. It's
speculation.
It's the best I can come up with, but
okay.
But solar storms, a big enough solar storm will knock out power grids
throughout
Western society.
Sure.
And not just for days, but could be months or even a year before they fix them.
Mm.
And according to some US government reports, that could mean millions of people dying. So it's a very serious topic. Now, what I often tell people is 2012 is a great excuse to prepare. So you don't know what's going to happen on Friday. Prepare for the worst, but keep your preparations there for the future, because you never know when such a solar storm might strike, or a flu pandemic, or any of the many terrible things that happen from time to time.
All right, well, let's hope you're wrong tomorrow.
Of course.
Yeah, well, and in which case you'll just have to recalibrate your predictions, and I have no doubt we'll be talking again in a few years' time, or there'll be some other significant event coming up predicated upon something else. But I hope you're incorrect. Robert, I wish you all the best, and thank you for joining us this morning.